Hey, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you're having a great day, great night, wherever you're watching in from. And the big news around the crypto world right now is Bitcoin Cash getting added to GDAX, potential insider trading, a lot of craziness, a lot of people pissed off, a lot of people laughing at other people. Bitcoin versus Bitcoin Cash, Roger Ver. It's craziness right now in the crypto world. So I want to talk a little bit about it, talk about what is kind of happening in terms of Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin, what it means if you're brand new to crypto or if you're newer to crypto and you have no idea what the heck Bitcoin Cash is. Just a very, very quick introduction on that. And I also want to talk a little bit about Charlie Lee selling all of his Litecoin and what that might mean for Litecoin. Is that something that, you know, if you own Litecoin, should that kind of freak you out a little bit? Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? And we'll go from there. One quick note, we'll be doing another, so for the third day in a row, YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hour this evening at 8 p.m. So if you'd like to join for that, feel free to hit that subscribe and the notify bell so that you get notified when I do go live. But 8 p.m. Eastern time, thanks to everybody last night who joined. We had over 3,000 people pretty much right after Bitcoin Cash went live on GDAX. Timing was nice there. But let's get into it. So as you can see right now on GDAX, Bitcoin Cash to the US dollar, it's been sitting, it's been stuck. It's basically just been non-tradable at this $9,500 trade price. So it's been pretty much shut down and destroyed. If you aren't familiar with basically what happened, and I'll pop over to Brian Armstrong, the CEO of Coinbase. He published this blog. Basically what happened is Bitcoin Cash was announced that it was being added to Coinbase and to GDAX. And actually, in the hours up to that, going up into the hours up to that, the price of Bitcoin Cash was rising fairly substantially. So a lot of people are now saying somebody at Coinbase knew there was insider trading, that they disseminated this information elsewhere. They put all this information out there so that, you know, people could trade and make a bunch of money going up into, you know, going up into this trade. Brian Armstrong came out and said, basically said that we made it extremely apparent that there is an internal trading policy. Employees are not allowed to trade on non-public material, material non-public information, so that they were not allowed to trade on this Bitcoin Cash information. If they did disclose the launch plans, he said, basically, given the price information, there is potential reason to suspect that there was insider trading of some sort or dissemination of information from an employee at Coinbase, perhaps, and that they will do an internal investigation, and if somebody, an employee or a contractor, violated the insider trading policy, essentially, then they'll terminate that employee and take legal action against them. So I think that's about as good of a response. I think a lot of people are pissed off at Coinbase. If you go anywhere on Twitter, there are people, there's basically two sides of the spectrum right now on Twitter, and it's kind of funny to look at. And I am very much middle of the road here for the most part. As you, a lot of you guys know, if you look at my portfolio, I own Bitcoin. I don't own Bitcoin Cash. When this news came out, Bitcoin went down, Bitcoin Cash went up. But I didn't really freak out other than wanting to get on YouTube Live for Crypto Happy Hour and talk to you guys and have a good time. But I didn't really freak out too much. There are people that are very much big proponents of Bitcoin that are absolutely freaking out right now. And they're, you know, having petitions to ban Coinbase and to not use Coinbase. And to, you know, yell at Bitcoin Cash and say that this was a coordinated effort and all this stuff. And then there are the people that either are Bitcoin Cash proponents or aren't even Bitcoin Cash proponents, but they think that, you know, there's nothing wrong with potentially making money on this if, you know, it wasn't done in an illegal manner. And so there's kind of, you know, saltiness on the Bitcoin side, there's saltiness on the Bitcoin Cash side. And I think that probably the right area is somewhere in between. I don't necessarily know if there is a full-on right area, but I'm not a big Bitcoin Cash proponent, as you know, you can tell by my wallet. I don't own any. Would it have been better if I owned it in the past couple of days? Absolutely. I would have made more profit, but I didn't have the foresight of this coming, and I just didn't. I thought this was going to be a little bit further down the pike, and I also thought it was somewhat, I kind of expected this type of news to be a little bit more priced into the price of Bitcoin Cash, and apparently it wasn't. So certainly something to consider there. I think, though, I mean, if you are new to this, a couple different things. I mean, number one, it's a stupid analogy, but if you're new to Bitcoin Cash, there are a lot of people out there now saying, you know, Bitcoin Cash is the real Bitcoin. I don't really, that's like me having a kid and, you know, being that I'm 47, I have a kid, and it's like me having a kid. His name is Johnny, and I want him to be a football player when he grows up. And he, over the course of 8-9 years, all of a sudden, he doesn't like football anymore. He likes chess. So I say, okay, Johnny, that's cool. You like chess. You know, go on your merry way. I'm going to pop another kid out. And when I pop the other kid out, within, you know, basically a day of him coming out, he likes football. And he's going to like football forever. So I now say, hey, Johnny Cash, you are the real Johnny. The other Johnny, you're actually, because you don't like football, you're Johnny Core. And we're going to just totally disregard the original, my original child, my original baby. And we're going to focus on the new one because he likes football, or he likes low transaction fees or big blocks or whatever you want to say. I just don't think you can completely disregard it. I think there are clear issues with Bitcoin transaction fees. I think there are clear issues with scalability. I think, you know, it's ridiculous to pretend like those don't exist, and Bitcoin basically isn't just being utilized as digital gold now. But at the same point in time, I don't think you can fork Bitcoin and then say, I think the whole marketing speech of Bitcoin Cash being the real Bitcoin, it turns off a lot of people, and the negativity around that turn off a lot of people. But it is something, you know, it is something to consider. And I think there are a lot of people that are mad right now at the whole Bitcoin Cash crew and Coinbase specifically for getting involved in this. Another thing that I'll say there too, is, you know, if there was insider trading, obviously that's bad. That's not good news at all. And that is, that's something that does need to be dealt with, and I'm sure there's going to be some things going on. But the one thing that I kind of find is funny and I kind of find is contradictory is typically the Bitcoin community, the cryptocurrency community is all, you know, decentralized everything, anti-regulation, anti-government. And then the second something like this happens where the price of Bitcoin drops 5-10% after it's been going up a freaking bajillion percent over the past, over the past year, everybody's calling for a lawsuit. They're calling for government intervention. They're calling for regulation. I don't think you can have it both ways. Like, you can't be Mr. Decentralized Everything, and you can't be Mr. Anti-Government, and I'm not going to pay my taxes, and I'm going to be a big, you know, I'm going to be the big bad anti-government man. And then the second something happens that drops the price of one of your investments, you're crying to the government, you know, begging for help. I think that there's, I think like everything in life, there's kind of a middle ground. So, but again, I have, I mean, if we look at how things have reacted, I haven't made any moves. I just haven't at this point in time. Bitcoin is relatively, I mean, it's taken a little bit of a dip, but it's relatively gone. It's gone down relative from the announcement of when this all went down. Bitcoin Cash on the other side of the house, if I pull up BCC, US dollar Tether, Bitcoin Cash is now sitting at just below $3,700. Up from, you know, really up from about $2,000 the day before. So up almost 200%, up almost 100%, close to 100% in the past 24 hours, which is a crazy movement. And a lot of that obviously due to the addition to GDAX. But outside of that, you know, I'm somebody who doesn't like to get too much into the whole, people get very, very antsy and aggressive on Bitcoin versus Bitcoin Cash. So I typically try to stay out of it as much as possible. I don't like the negativity surrounding that, kind of turns me off on both sides of the house. I'm not a big fan of it. So I typically try to stay away. You know, if you're questioning where my allegiances are or anything like that, I mean, you can look at my portfolio anytime. I don't own Bitcoin Cash. I do think that they probably have legitimate things that they help to solve. But the way in which that they approach things might turn off a lot of people. It turns me off a little bit. But that also doesn't mean that if you can make money on Bitcoin Cash, then you can make money on Bitcoin Cash. And a lot of people are here simply to make money and not, don't care as much about other things. So that's one thing to, you know, definitely one thing to keep in mind there. Now, outside of that, you might have seen this. So this was about 6 hours ago or so. And this was a post that happened on Reddit. Charlie Lee posted in the Litecoin and basically said that over the past year, he has tried to stay away from the price-related matters of Litecoin, but because price is such an important aspect that he gets accused all the time of doing certain things, announcing certain things for the personal benefit of himself. And For that reason, he said in the past couple of days, he has sold or donated all of his Litecoin. Litecoin has been good for him financially. He's well off enough to not have to worry about it. He's not quitting Litecoin. He's going to spend all his time working on it, but he's not going to be directly involved in the price. He's trying to remove the consideration from him from a price standpoint. So that's something that was really interesting. And there's kind of two ways to digest this news. Number one is, I think, how Charlie Lee intended it to come off is that, okay, you know, he's well off enough. He doesn't want to have a conflict of interest. And by selling off all of his Litecoin, then now he is able to, you know, focus solely on the things that matter from a technical perspective, and that, you know, he can really focus on what matters and not be accused of any type of manipulation for a price perspective, and is doing things solely out of the good of his heart. On the other end of the spectrum, you're seeing some people come out and kind of rip Charlie Lee, quite frankly. They're just doubting the intentions there and saying, you know, very, very honorable of you to, you know, to sell all your Litecoin at 100x of what it was worth earlier this year. Like, you know, that is... you know, that's very, very honorable, and I'm saying this sarcastically, but that's so honorable that you're selling this at 100x ROI. You just made basically a life-changing amount of money, and you're, you know, you think that it's probably at the top, and you're dumping right now because you think it's probably towards the top, and you want to, you know, paint the veil that you're not dumping it at the top. You're doing it for the, you know, the good of the community and whatever. So there's really two different ways I think a lot of people are looking at this. I'm sure there's an element of both involved. I'm sure Charlie is tired of having people accuse him of price manipulation from tweets and from different things like that. But I'm also sure, you know, I would also think that there's probably some element of the fact that Litecoin has indeed gone up 100x from about $3 to $300+ in the past year. Selling that is, I'm sure, a life-changing amount of money. I mean, this is a guy that went to MIT. He worked at Google. He worked at Coinbase. I'm sure he has enough money from his other jobs outside of just Litecoin in general to not really worry about it. But, you know, selling here, I'm sure, is a pretty tempting thing and probably puts him and his family at ease and his children and his children's children for quite some time. So it's interesting to look at. The one thing I would say, though, too, is, I mean, granted, this isn't a publicly traded company. Charlie isn't the official CEO of Litecoin, although he kind of is. But when you think about this, I mean, does anybody ever give Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, crap for holding on to Apple stock and for announcing news about Apple? Does anybody give whatever Satya Nadella crap about Microsoft or that type of thing? Is like if Tim Cook too. I mean, if Tim Cook came out and was like, "Hey, I'm going to sell every bit of my, you know, $1 billion in Apple stock because I don't want to be accused of price manipulation." People just sell the absolute crap out of Apple, because if the CEO isn't confident enough to own Apple, then why should they own Apple? On the other end of the spectrum, Charlie isn't really the CEO. This isn't a public company, but you can kind of apply the same thing in a lot of respects to that. And if we look at the price, so I haven't even checked the price too much, to be pretty frank, as I'm pulling this up, but the price has sold off, I would say sold off a bit since this has happened. I mean, the entire market has in general. But if we go the past, so I think, let's see. And when this was announced, we'll try and look at the exact timing of the announcement. So this was announced seven hours ago. The price is fairly steady in the past 7 hours since the announcement. So it hasn't been anything that crazy. But it's definitely something to take into consideration as you're looking more at Litecoin and as you're looking at some of these other things. I mean, this is getting major press. It's on TechCrunch. It's on a lot of other websites, and it really is. And I think it's not the exact same thing, but it is akin to the CEO of a company like an Apple or like a Microsoft selling all their stock because they don't want to be accused of price manipulation. I doubt Charlie was ever manipulating the price. And I think, for the most part, I almost think he would have just been better holding on to the Litecoin for the time being, and into the future. But that, I mean, it's his money. He got that Litecoin. He mined that Litecoin. So who am I to judge? At the same point in time, who are you to judge? I don't think any of us. I mean, I don't really know Charlie's financial situation. I don't know what motivates him, what wakes him up in the morning. So I think that it is his decision, we can sit here and armchair quarterback at all we want, but it's something interesting to keep in mind and to look at in the future as far as what Charlie did with his Litecoin. Outside of that, the marketplace in general today, couple big movers, Augur obviously making a big time move, I think past $1 billion market cap for the first time ever. Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Gold just crushing it right now. And then one of the other ones too, a lot of people were joking around last night, so I'll pull it up on CoinMarketCap, but I was joking around a little bit on last night's crypto happy hour. I was getting comment after comment after comment on Verge, and hey Verge, you're up 120%, up 130% in comparison to Bitcoin. So the Verge year to date, I believe, is up 500x, which is crazy. Actually, it might even be a little bit more than that. I believe if you started the year, if you put one Bitcoin into Verge at the start of the year, that one Bitcoin is now worth 900 Bitcoin. So if you had, back in January 1st of 2017, there was only $224 in U.S. volume in Verge. So I don't think there's that many people that made that trade, but it is absolutely skyrocketing right now. Since in the past seven days, Verge has gone from being worth about 1 cent to being worth 13 cents. So it's rocketed up pretty hard. If you were in on Verge, congratulations. I don't own any Verge. Is what it is, but I know a lot of people were all up in the comments last night, pumping it. And I just didn't say anything because there were so many comments, and I wanted this to spite some of you just to joke around. But if you own that, congratulations. I don't own it. Not big. I'm not one to typically buy into pumps. This kind of looks a little bit like a pump to me, but it could continue to roll. So we'll have to see where it ends up going on from there. Outside of that, guys, like I did say, I will be doing another YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hour this evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you'd like to join for that, I would love to see you there. I'm sure it's going to be another interesting 12 hours or so in the crypto world. So your attendance there would be very much appreciated. The last thing, and if you've gotten this far to the video, if you've gotten this far to the podcast, debating what type of, I didn't drink anything last night for Crypto Happy Hour, but I would love beer suggestions, whiskey suggestions. I like dark beer, and I like rye whiskey, so sound off in the comments with some of your favorite booze. I'm probably going to head to the liquor store tonight, maybe get a six-pack, maybe get a bottle of rye or something like that. Would love to hear your thoughts, and we'll see what I do. We'll see what I have after the comments section sounds off in the YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hour. Thank you guys so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.